Hey, you're listening to Our Lively Tribe podcast. If you are listening on iTunes, please rate us. I think you can rate us on Podomatic too. So please rate us. The more rates and subscribers we get, the better people can find our podcast. So thanks for listening. Welcome to Our Lively Tribe. My name's Erin.
My name is Bryce.
Surprise! I have a special person here today.
Yay!
Travis is out. No, he's like sitting behind us. But we are going to interview Bryce today. He can usually hear Travis and I podcasting downstairs when he's in bed. So every time we're done, he asks, when do I get to do a podcast? So today, we don't have brothers at home.
Yay! Finally!
Dad and I worked yesterday. We photographed in L.A., so we forgot to leave a car seat with my mom. So Trenton ended up staying the night at my mom's, which I'm sure he loved, and Jake. So it's just Bryce home today. Mm-hmm. How do you like being an only kid?
I don't really know.
No? It's really quiet around here, isn't it?
Yeah. I like it. I got to sleep really well last night, except I had a really bad dream.
You had a bad dream?
I felt like I was at school, and I dived underwater, and then I couldn't breathe.
It's not fun.
And I kind of drowned.
You have water at school?
No.
Well, that's a good thing.
And I was able to drive a car to school.
You drove to school? What kind of car did you drive?
Like a tractor-ish car.
You drove a tractor to school?
Yeah. Kind of.
That's pretty funny.
It was like all yellow with big wheels. And then I also in my dream, I imagined that like I was able to, the truck is really big, and then I was able to like grab it and like smush it down so it's tiny, and then I put it in my backpack.
That's pretty cool.
It was really cool.
Sounds awesome. But what did you get to do this morning as soon as you woke up?
Played video games.
You woke up, played video games.
I let Daddy win.
And Daddy got up and played video games with you.
And I let him win.
You did. You're so nice.
I don't know about that.
I did.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then you made your own scrambled eggs this morning.
Yeah.
I said, Bryce, what are you eating for breakfast? What are you doing in there? And you said, making scrambled eggs.
And then I asked if I could put chocolate chips in them.
You did? Did you put chocolate chips in your scrambled eggs?
Yeah, two of them.
Was it good?
Yeah.
You're bizarre.
Anyway, they actually melted. I couldn't even see them anywhere.
They melted?
All I saw was brown.
So you had chocolate scrambled eggs for breakfast?
Yeah, I'd rather put like 10 of them in there.
That's disgusting.
How's that disgusting? It looks good.
Who eats chocolate scrambled eggs for breakfast?
Me.
That's really gross.
How's that gross? I love chocolate chips.
And now that the house is quiet, I said, hey, there's nobody here to interrupt us. We should do a podcast. And you said,
yeah.
Yes. And then you sat down and you got really nervous and you said, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. All right. So I have some questions for you.
Okay.
How old are you?
Eight years old.
What's it like being an eight-year-old?
Being able to sit in the front seat in the car.
You sit in the front seat now?
Yay!
Why is it better sitting in the front seat than the back seat?
Because whenever I'm in the back seat, I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
You do get car sick back there. Ew. I like having you in the front seat because we can, like, have conversations now.
Yeah.
You're not in the back seat yelling things out or just looking out the window. You get to sit up front with me and hang out. That's been cool.
Yeah.
Except you do talk a lot. Sometimes I kind of wish you were back in the back seat, but it's all right.
Yeah.
I like having you up there. That's been fun.
Yay.
What else do you get to do when you're eight?
I don't really know. Oh, yeah. I'm able to wake up in the morning and play video games without asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get to do that on school days?
No.
No.
But Noah does.
Well, that's Noah's house. Anything else about being eight?
Being able to have sleepovers?
Sleepovers. You have done a lot of sleepovers recently, right?
By myself. So I'm really lucky.
Who's your best friend?
Noah Riley Buck.
Way to call him out. And where did you meet Noah?
At my school.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Why do you like Noah so much?
I don't really know.
Well, think about the good things. What's good about Noah?
He's a really nice person.
He is a nice person. What do you guys like to do together?
Well, like on the playground at school, if one of us go to play basketball and one of us go to play tetherball, we're just going to have to decide which one to do.
How do you decide?
Like mostly I have to go to tetherball and sometimes sometimes I get to play basketball.
Yeah. Does Noah like to play basketball?
Yeah.
Does Noah like to play tetherball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really basketball.
Not really basketball.
And my basketball team is undefeated.
Your basketball team is undefeated right now. What team are you on?
The Clippers.
The Clippers. And this is your first year playing basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about basketball when you're out there on the court?
I just feel kind of excited.
Kind of excited? Or excited?
Kind of.
Kind of? Where's
yeah,
the,
I think so.
What's the kind of part?
I don't really know.
Is that part of you nervous?
No.
No?
It's part of the excitement.
Okay.
I like playing basketball.
I can tell. You're always out there and you always try your best. And that's pretty cool. Dad and I are proud of you. We like watching you play basketball. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye, Daddy.
Travis is leaving. He's going to work on the trailer.
And soon, really soon, we're going to go travel around the whole U.S. And I'm really excited.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
What did you think when we told you that we were doing that?
I felt so excited I could probably throw up.
I'm glad you didn't throw up. And where do you want to go when we're on our road trip?
Wherever salmon swims up the river where they jump the thing, you have to go lay their eggs.
Oh, that's cool.
Uh-huh.
We'll have to check that out. So he said you have to talk really clear so people can hear you. No mumbling.
Okay.
So what did you say?
I really want to go somewhere where the salmon, swim up the river and they swim up the rough rivers to lay their eggs. I really want to do that.
That is awesome. That is a really cool idea. I haven't heard you say that one yet. And so for those of you that don't know that might be listening to this new episode, on June 14th, we are leaving to travel the entire United States for a whole year.
I thought you said June 18th.
June 14th
I mean,
is our 17th. first reservation. Yeah.
I thought if we went on June 17th, that would be Trenton's late birthday present.
I know. We're going to be camping on his birthday. Mm-hmm. So we decided to downsize and sell everything we have.
I don't want to sell my figures.
No, we'll store some things. We bought a storage container.
It's huge.
It is huge. And so we're going to store a lot of our stuff. So when we come back, we still have our things.
Yay.
But a lot of our stuff, we are just completely selling. And we are moving into a 30-foot trailer.
Yay.
And we are going to travel for an entire year around the entire United States.
And luckily, in our trailer, I don't have to sleep on the top.
Yes.
It's
you have
burning hot.
You and Jake have bunk beds, and Jake's going to sleep on the top bunk because it's a single, and down below is a full-size bed, and you and Trenton are going to share that bed.
Yay!
How do you feel about Trenton?
I don't really know. Maybe I like him so much that I kind of want to tackle him.
You like him so much that you want to tackle him?
And I don't like Jake that much, I could throw him over a fence.
Hey.
I don't like him, he's annoying.
That's not nice. You're just as obnoxious as he is. That's not true, though, because when you and Jake are not together, you are so bored, and you're so lonely, and you don't want to sleep in your room by yourself.
Yeah, that's the only problem.
Yeah.
I don't like sleeping.
But then you don't have someone to play video games with, and you don't have anyone to play with outside, and you're bored, and you're like, Mom, play with me, play with me. When you and Jake are not together for more than 24 hours, you are miserable, and you know it. You do fight a lot.
Yeah.
But you also play a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah.
But I know that you love him.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you. It may not seem like it, but he does.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Jake when he has to go to the hospital?
I feel terrified.
Terrified?
Yeah.
What part of it terrifies you?
Well, I just feel really bad for him.
Yeah. Does it scare you?
Yes.
Why does it scare you?
Because I'd rather be going to Disneyland than going to the hospital.
I know, right?
Yeah. If he didn't have that birthmark, we probably never have ever been to San Diego. Only on my field trip when we went to USS Midway.
We did go to the Midway. We go down to San Diego a lot to the hospital, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jake hasn't had to stay overnight in the hospital in a long time. Mm. But he does go down there for regular checkups and stuff.
And one reason that I really don't like, when Jake goes to the hospital, he gets toys. He probably has more toys than me.
That is hard for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when Jake goes down to the hospital and he'll have to get blood draws regularly and MRIs and such. They have treasure chests and they have people walking around handing out toys and all sorts of people in the hospital. And so we leave the hospital with a ton of toys.
Yeah, he's lucky.
Because they're all donated to the kids that are in the hospital. Mm. So we always come home and he has something new. And I know that's hard for you to understand.
And remember that time when I was riding on the dirt bike at Grandma Donna and Papa Derek's? I know why I didn't want to ride it anymore.
Why?
Because I'm used to leaning when I turn.
That's super random.
Do you mean that's random?
We were just talking about toys in the hospital, and now you're talking about the dirt bike? This is the way Bryce's brain works. Like, it's from one thing to another to another in, like, seconds.
Yeah.
You know who that reminds me of?
Dad Steven.
Yes. So, who is Dad Steven?
He is my favorite dad in the world.
Who is he, though?
He's a really nice man.
But who is he to you?
An incredible dad.
So, to you, he would be your biological dad.
What?
Biological means, like, he's your blood dad. Like, you and Dad Steven have the same genes. You're related.
Does he like black jeans?
Black jeans? Not like jeans like you wear. Jeans like in your body. Do you remember Dad Steven?
Yes.
Do you remember him because of pictures and videos?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you actually remember being with him, or do you just remember the videos that you've watched?
I don't know if this was when Dad Steven was around, but remember that time when we went to the desert for Thanksgiving
mm-hmm.
and we rode the dirt bike? Do you remember that time when I stopped on the dirt bike and then I said I wanted to talk to Noah? I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
Oh, Dad doesn't. Was he alive? I mean, was he with us?
Yes, so Dad Travis was with us when you were riding that dirt bike. How old were you when Dad Steven died?
3 and a half.
3 and a half.
Was I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, I completely guessed.
You were like 3 and a month.
Oh, wow. That's not close.
You were little.
Yeah.
How do you feel about having a dad that passed away?
I don't really know. Yeah, I don't really know. I have no idea.
You have no idea?
No.
Do you ever tell your friends at school?
I don't know.
I think Dad Travis has been in your life for so long that everyone just kind of assumes that's always been your dad, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Noah knows. Doesn't he know?
I think Noah knows that you have a dad in heaven.
I want your dad, Stephen. And I'm really lucky that I have another dad, because if we didn't have Dad Travis, then we would have never had Trenton.
That is very true.
The cutest baby in the world.
And what do you like to do with Dad Travis?
I like to play basketball.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He likes playing basketball with you, too.
Oh, and I kind of figured out how to make a swish.
Yeah?
So, like, you have to kind of, like, spiral the ball, like, to make it spin a lot.
Oh.
So, you kind of, like, you have to make it, like, make the top part spin towards you. It's like the top part's going to aim towards you.
That's tricky.
And spin.
I don't think I could do that.
Okay.
So, I have some questions for you.
Yeah, I remember them.
What's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you?
When Trenton runs around the house naked.
That's the funniest thing ever?
Yeah. Oh, and another part that's funny was when Noah was here and Trenton came in the room naked.
He does not like to wear clothes, does he?
No.
How about that one time that I said I had to run inside and go to the bathroom, and I was like, hey, make sure Trenton gets inside. And the next thing, what happened?
He took off his diaper and gave it to me and started peeing in the grass in the front yard.
That was pretty funny too, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
That was a good one.
And when Trenton ran into the room naked when Noah was here, he said that was the first time seeing someone else naked.
It's kind of a little guy. It doesn't really count.
Yeah.
So, what do you think your life will be like in the future?
I don't really know. I was just about to say terrifying.
Why?
I don't know.
You use that word a lot.
Yeah. maybe fun?
When you're an adult?
Yeah.
What do you think you want to do when you're an adult?
I wanted to be a chef, but I might actually be a professional basketball player.
Whoa.
I love basketball.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
You could travel a lot.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you get to choose what team you want to be on?
No.
Oh. I want to be in the Bulls.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. How would you change the world if you could?
I have no idea. I don't get really how to change the world. I have seriously no idea.
No idea?
No idea.
What's the nicest thing anyone has ever said to you? Are these hard questions? They're making you think. You like being the funny guy, don't you?
Yes.
You like to make people laugh?
Yeah.
What do you do to make people laugh?
I seriously have no idea.
A typical 8-year-old.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know. I have no idea. What did you do at school today? I don't know. Do you have a joke for me?
Let me think of one. There's one that a kid told me. It was a really good one. Let me think about it.
Thinking. Okay, think about it.
Okay, for sure.
Anything else you want to talk about? Do you have any questions for me?
Yes.
What's up?
How old are you?
Oh, you're not supposed to ask an adult that. I'll be 34 on Tuesday.
What?
Is that old or young?
That is extremely old. I'm just kidding.
Rude.
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Monday, February 6th.
I'm probably going to faint.
Why?
I hate school.
No, you don't.
I only like lunch, snack, and recess. That's it. And I also do like computer time.
Yeah?
I love typing.
You do love typing?
Do you have Google Docs on this computer?
I do have Google Docs.
Maybe after the podcast, can I type?
Sure.
Yes.
You gonna write a story?
Yeah.
Awesome.
There's this cool thing. So you go up to tools and you look down for voice typing. All you have to do is talk and then whatever you say that goes onto the paper.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I didn't really. That's amazing.
Okay.
If you could have any animal as a pet, what kind of animal would you have? But you would have to take care of it.
A kitten.
But then a kitten turns into a cat.
Okay, no.
We had a cat. What happened to him?
I don't get how to say it.
He got catnapped.
No.
Not, did you just toot?
Yes.
So gross. That better not stink. You'd really have a cat again?
Yes.
Ugh.
And I'd keep it inside for the rest of its life.
I don't think it'd be very happy.
Yeah, maybe.
Where's your favorite place to be?
I don't really know. Maybe Legoland and... Does it have to be a place I've been to?
No.
Okay, I'd probably want to go to Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
Or Mammoth. No, not Mammoth.
We're going to Mammoth. Mammoth is our first stop.
Oh, no.
What? They have lakes there. We can go fishing. We can go kayaking. Hiking.
I heard there was a pool full of mosquitoes.
A pool full of mosquitoes.
Or something like that.
Possibly. But I think that's anywhere.
Yeah.
What's your perfect day?
Like, if it's, like, sunny or rainy.
Or, like, if you woke up and what would you want to do that day and it would be the most perfect day?
It would be the most perfect day if it was snowy and I throw snowballs at the window to wake everybody up.
That's ridiculous and you'd probably get in trouble.
No.
Did you remember that joke?
No.
Bummer.
Hang on. I still don't know it.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Did you have questions for me?
Yes. What was it? I forgot. Oh, yeah. When you were a kid, what was your third grade teacher's name?
My third grade teacher's name was Mr. Brandy.
Mr. Brandy. I had a boy teacher, too.
Yeah, I had a boy teacher in the third grade.
How many boy teachers did you have?
I had Mr. Mandelbaum in the first grade. And I had Mr. Brandy in the third grade. My fourth and fifth grade teachers were girls. And then when I got into middle school, I had a lot of male teachers.
So let's count that as seven more. One, two, three. One, two, three, four.
Once you get to middle school and high school, you have a lot of teachers.
Whoa.
Because you go to different classes all day long. So I had a lot of male teachers in middle school and high school.
Oh, well, like, what was your main teacher? In middle school.
You don't have a main teacher. You spend, like, an hour with each teacher every day.
So, like pretend there's 52 classes. Each class has 10 teachers. 52 times 10 would be... Methinks.
You like numbers, don't you?
Yes.
Bryce is our number guy.
It'd probably be like 52.
52 times 10? It's 520.
No, it's not.
It is 520. You know. Of course you know. Bryce is a numbers guy. He loves watching sports.
Yeah.
And he loves the scores. And he, when he was four and on a soccer team, he could name every kid on his soccer team and tell us what their number was. And he's been able to do that every year on every sports team he's on. He knows every kid's name and their number within, like, the first week.
Like, in basketball, I have Sam, number 2, me, number 0, Ashton, number 1, Matthew, number 3, Roy, number 5, Charles, number 11, Trevor, number 12, and there's one more. What was that guy's name?
Logan?
Yeah, Logan's number 4.
I don't know.
Brody's number 10.
I don't know if that's normal. I don't know if most kids do that.
Do what?
Like, know every single person's name and number. You're a numbers kid. Your dad was a numbers guy, too.
Love numbers.
Yeah.
Especially times.
Multiplication.
Yeah.
Yeah. He likes to ask us math problems and see if we know it right off the top of our head and then tell us that he knows it. You're pretty good with numbers, aren't you?
Yeah.
What else do you like?
I don't know.
You like Minecraft?
Oh my gosh, it's the best thing in the world.
What's your favorite movie?
Let me think, what was it? Star Wars.
Star Wars, you guys are super into Star Wars. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing to do outside?
If we have the tetherball, probably tetherball.
Tetherball.
Amon, you see the string hanging outside?
Yeah, that's a tetherball on our roof.
I know.
I'm aware.
That's insane.
Yeah. You like to ride your bike. You got a new bike for Christmas, and you're getting braver on it because it's a little big for you.
How am I getting braver? I'm really brave on it.
You are?
I like it.
Oh, good.
I'm able to ride really fast on it.
Yeah.
And there's this big puddle at my grandma's house, and I was riding my bike and got stuck in it.
You got stuck in the big puddle in Lake Meredith?
Okay, yeah. And my shoes got soaking. I said, Dad, do we have any extra shoes? He said, no. I'm like, oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. And Jacob, he hates when I say yeah right for some reason.
Yeah, he doesn't like a lot of what you do.
Yeah.
So brothers are four.
Especially when I fart. He hates it.
I think we all hate it. It's disgusting.
Well, when I was in Noah's truck on the way back from the midway, I farted like 10 times.
I heard that Noah's dad was like, what is that smell? And then you got called out. That's disgusting.
It's because I farted 2 times. And
why are farts so funny?
It was me. I don't know. They just smell. It's funny. I don't know why they smell. That's confusing.
Because it's all the nastiness that's in your body coming out.
It's all the nasty gas.
All right. Was that fun?
Yeah.
Everything you wished it would be?
Yes.
Anything you want to say to everyone that's listening?
Yeah, but I have no idea what to say.
There's going to be people listening to you.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'll share it, and people can listen to it.
How about I say this? Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Perfect. I love you.
I love you too.
You drive me crazy, but you make me really proud. You
and
know that?
I need to ask you something.
What's
Am
up?
I able to make a podcast on my iPad?
Probably.
Yeah, because I do have a podcast thing on it.
Yeah?
But will you guys let me do a podcast?
It's your iPad.
Wait. If I do a podcast, will it be a podcast for Our Love Found or something?
Our Lively Tribe?
Yeah.
I don't know, depending on how we can save it and export it.
I want to make my own.
What are you going to talk about?
My life.
Your life. What kind of life do you have?
Mostly embarrassing life.
Mostly an embarrassing life?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
It's embarrassing?
Yes. I don't know.
Are you happy?
Yes.
Do you think you have a good home? You better answer this right.
No. I'd rather be having ice cream for dessert.
Every night?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We don't really buy ice cream, do we?
I want cookies and creams.
Well, maybe we'll buy some at the grocery store. But you have to eat all your dinner to get ice cream.
I do eat all my dinner.
How often do you eat all your dinner?
Every month.
Once a month?
No.
Yeah, it's about once a month.
25 times a month.
No, I don't agree with that.
Why?
You don't always finish your dinner.
It
is a struggle to get you and your brother to eat.
Yeah, only if it's something that we really like, we'll eat it.
Like plain noodles or a quesadilla.
Or pizza. Or cake. Pizza.
Cake for dinner?
Yeah, I'd rather have that for dinner. Or cake pop.
I wouldn't be a very good mom if I only fed you cake for dinner.
I'd rather have a cake pop for dessert than ice cream. Or how about a cake pop covered in Rocky Road ice cream?
When have you ever eaten Rocky Road ice cream?
Well, we went to, I don't know, BR something.
BR?
It's a kind of ice cream place.
Oh. We don't do ice cream a lot. We should do ice cream more, huh?
Yeah. We barely ever do it. We haven't done ice cream in, let's see.
It's been a while.
Like 102 days.
I'm sure you're counting.
More like 52 days.
All right, dude.
It's been a long day.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you soon.
Yay.